Perkdalad Mishnah Tes just says the opposite side of the coin of a lomachar lo esa avanim she'enim l'tzarka. If a person says, I'm selling my field to you, and doesn't specify what that should include, it will not include the stones that are not necessary for demarking the field itself. In other words, you just have stones lying in the field. As amazing as that is, I'm not talking little pebbles, obviously, but stones that would be fitting for construction are considered to be a valuable asset in their own right. Remember, we saw earlier on in the Masech about people fighting over the debris of the broken house, etc. So, the same way if I had, you know, diamonds lying around in my field, they're not included in the sale, obviously, they're part of my diamonds.
It's cinder blocks or something. Kind of
exactly, bricks, cinder blocks, exactly right. So those are not included. Below us, a kanim shebekerim she'enim l'tzarko. Same goes if you have like a stack of sticks, you know, dowels that you would use to set up a new vineyard, but they aren't functioning for this vineyard that's there. Just like a storage, you know, just the same way you have cinder blocks lying around, you have sticks lying around, you'll take them with you. So they're not included. Below us, a tavua shehi talusha min akarka. We said before, if you have grain attached to the ground, like growing in the ground, that's still part of the field. But if you've harvested the wheat, it's just sitting there in the wheat in the field to dry, whatever it is, in the crates, whatever the story would be. So obviously that's not included in the just because it's lying there in the field, but detached and drying in the sun, doesn't make a part of the field and would not be included in the sale. All that said, Bizman Sha'amarlo hi b'chol ma'asha b'socho, if a person says, I'm selling the field and everything inside of it, so then obviously, hare kulan mechurin. Obviously, if you say everything that's there, you mean including the rocks, including the grain that's not attached, including the sticks lying around, it's all part of the field, if you specify that. Benkach or benkach, but regardless of whether you said the field and everything inside of it, or you just said the field, it doesn't matter. Lo macha lo esa mechitza kanam shi beis rova. If you have a section in your land which is growing reeds and it's big. How big is it? It's a beis rova. That's, you know, 5 by 5 meters and a 104 square almost. So then it's like a separate factory. And you sold the field. That's not a field. That's like the mechitza shokanam. It's a separate thing. I didn't include that. Lo esa shomera shi asui batit. According to the gears we have here, if you have a plastered hut, it's like a separate structure all to itself. You retain that structure for yourself because it's significant. It's not tough to the field. According to the gears of the Bartanura, it would be, if it's not plastered, if it's not plastered, it's like portable. You'll take it with you. Okay? So that's not included in the sale of the field. Even if you said the field and everything inside of it, still you're going to take your shomer with you. Velo esa charuv hamurkav. And also it goes, if you have a carob tree growing, and the carob tree has been already like grafted, it's big and strong, it's like a separate carob factory, you wouldn't sell it with your field. It's not part of a field, it's a carob tree. Below us, sedana shikma. Same goes with the sycamore stump, once it's already been pruned and growing strong, it's going to be, it's a timber forest, separate. Below us, a boar. Below us, a gas. Below us, a shovach. If you have other things in the field that are separate entities, they're not fields, they're not for growing grain, they're another asset, like a factory, so to speak. You have a bore, that means like a water cistern. That's like something of value on its own right. Below us, a gas. A gas is a grape press, you know, for making grape juice, wine. So it's like a separate facility there. You didn't include that in the sale. That's obviously not a field. That's something else where you make wine. Below us, a shovach. If you have a bird, a dovecote growing on, birds housing over there. So that's also a separate business and wouldn't be included in the field. That's a bird facility, not a field. Bein chareven, bein yevshuven. Doesn't matter if the boar or the gas, the shovach, the cistern or the wine press or the dovecote are chareven, meaning they're now currently empty. There's no wine or no water or no birds there. Bein yevshuven, or whether they're occupied, meaning there is water or wine or birds there. Okay, now, if the seller, let's say we're talking about a boar, the pit. So if I sell you my field and there's a boar in the field, the boar doesn't go with it. Notwithstanding, v'tzarech likach lo derech div Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Akiva, if I sell you my field and I have a boar on the field, now, according to Rebbe Akiva, a person sells with the ayin yachai. He doesn't hold back any rights. So I sold you the whole field. So I haven't retained for myself rights to walk on the field. So now even though I own the boar in the middle of the field, I can't get to it without consulting with you. And therefore, tzarech likach lo derech, I need to purchase from you access rights now to get to my boar. According to Rebbe Akiva. Again, because you didn't specify anything. V'chacham omrim, they say, eino tzarech. They say, no way. The rabbis say that people sell with the ayin ra'ah, they're stingy, and of course I would withhold for myself in the sale to you the rights to access my own pit in the ground. Umod Rabbi Kiva agrees, Bezman Shamala Chutz Me'elu. If a person says, I'm selling my field except for the wine press, or except for the boar, or the shovach, since I spoke it out, and I didn't even need to speak it out, obviously what I'm saying is, I'm retaining my stuff and access to my stuff, therefore, She'enu Tzarech Lika Choderech, I don't have to pay you when I want to get access to my stuff, I just walk through your field. Another way around now, because I own the field and the boar, but instead of selling the field, I'm selling just the boar. So now, the person who's purchasing my water pit is going to want to have access to it. So Marchan La'acher, if I sell the pit to somebody else, Rabbi Kiva Omer, he's consistent, he says, Eino Tzarech Lika Choderech. The purchaser does not need to pay for access, because why? The logic is the same. Because when a person sells, he sells in the Ein Yafes. When I sell you the pit, I'm not selling you the pit, but not access to the pit, I'm selling you the pit plus access rights. And the Chachamim say, no, people are stingy. Just because I sold you the pit doesn't mean I sold you access rights. And therefore, Tzarech Lika Choderech, the purchaser will need to separately come to an agreement with me about how he can access his pit. When does this all apply? But mocher, this all is talking about a sale. The transaction happening is in the context of a sale. Of a benosin matana, if the owner is giving it to the new owner, the old owner is giving it to the new owner by way of a gift. I'm just, you're my nephew and I want to give you a present. So then, nosin as kulam, this all flows with it. All the contents of the field, even the pit and so on, it goes together. Because why? When you give, of course, when you give a gift, you're giving it like magnanimously. You're not holding back stuff for yourself. It's within your rights, so you could say, I'm keeping the pit for myself. But if you don't speak that out, we assume you're giving the pit and the gas and the shovach and the stones and everything and access rights also. Everything goes with it. Okay. Now,
both scenarios, they're both saying you have to give access. One is saying you have to sell the access set, like specified.
You don't have to. When is access included?
You're just going to do it without it. Just when you talked about it.
Okay.
We questioned it before. And the logical assumption is that you're going to have access along with
it. You have to strike it as a separate.
Why do they have to specify that you have to make a separate price?
Order a separate arrangement. A separate. Well, it's according. If you need to make a separate arrangement, it's because it's a separate. When you bought your cell phone.
Goes together.
When you bought your cell phone from.
It's a different thing.
It's not a different thing. They say, give you a cell phone, but if you want to use our services, you'll have to now pay for access rights to get on our network.
Bring it anywhere though, and get service somewhere.
Right, so there's two separate things.
You can do that with the pit.
It's unbundled. There's the phone, and there's the access right to use the phone.
It's unusable if it's unbundled.
But you can't use the phone. But still, they sell phones without access plans. They sell plans without phones.
Not Verizon.
No. I'm giving. It's the same idea. You want to buy a pit? You have a pit. Why? You want to get access to the pit, you're going to have to maybe you have to pay me for it, maybe you have to. I'm saying you can't come any day you want. I'm telling you, good, we can come to agreements, you can have your pit, but you only can come on Tuesdays, or only when I'm home, or only if you knock first, or with 72 hours notice.
Fine, but that's selling access at some point.
You don't have to sell. Listen, the purchaser or the seller, depending on it is, may have done a dumb thing. May have not protected himself properly.
They want to leave that possibility open.
It was set in the price. When I agreed to buy the pit or sell the pit, whatever it is, for $100.
I think I have an answer, man.
I didn't know. I meant just the pit. You're talking about. You want to come every Tuesday and Thursday? Forget it. You're gonna have to pay $125.
Because some guy may decide that he's gonna provide access. It was all bundled together. Maybe it would seem like there's a standard price for a pit, but the fact that it's unbundled, to use your word. Person who's selling it can provide access at different times, all the time, some of the time, and rarely. And so maybe there's different values based on that access.
Yeah, okay, correct.
Anyway, that's all I can make peace with.
Okay, good. I'm glad we have made peace after Baruch Hashem. Now, so we said everything we said up to now, really the whole parak, because we're talking about Mechira. When we talk about what's included and excluded from a stan sale, it's because there's a question, when a person sells, they hold stuff back. But in a gift, people have to... Once you're in gifting mode, then you're being, generous. So it's included. Now, a different way people can get things is through Yerusha. Ha'achin shechalku. Two brothers inherit a field, a pit, whatever the story is. A field, let's say. Because that's the Mishnah's case. And then, when they get it, zachu b'sadeh, whoever gets the sadeh... No, let me sorry, speak up more. The brothers are going to divide up the estate. And Reuven's going to take a field, and Shimon agrees to take the apartment. That's why they split it up. So it's clear, once they're making a conceptual wall between the two of them, then that means that they want, each one wants their own, they want to be separate from one another. And therefore, when Reuven agreed to take the field, and Shimon said, I'm taking the apartment, Reuven meant I'm getting the field and all the stuff inside of it, of course. So Zacha Bukulam, I didn't mean to let, oh, the pit, I was open for a new discussion. No, it was all included. So that's that. Hamachzik benichse hager. New story. If you have a ger, he dies and he has no children. So a ger with no children has no heirs, because he's like a tinok shenol adam, he's like a newborn person. So he's severed, halachically severed from his parents, who aren't his parents anymore, really. But in any case, so therefore he has no heirs. So when a ger dies, whatever he leaves behind is sort of just becomes hefker. Whoever is machzik it, whoever grabs it, has it. So the ger lived on the farm, the ger died, and the next door neighbor just moved in and, you know, put a fence around, locked the door, whatever it is, around the farm, taking control of the farm. So hichzik basadeh, when he took control of the field, hichzik bakulam, that single-handedly also took the field, as well as the boar and the gas and the shovach and the stones, etc. The last part of the Mishnah is questioning what's the status of being makdish. When a person says, I want to give the Beis HaMikdash Hashem my field, whatever he's giving, does he give it as a, like, betoras mechira or betoras matana? In other words, is it like, I'm giving, but I'm giving in the same way I would give, I would sell you something, I'm just selling it to them for free, so to speak. Or is it, I'm just giving everything, I'm in generous mode, and I'm including everything in the gift. So, Mishnah says, Hamachtish es hasadeh, hiktish es kulam. Tanakama holds that, and this is the din, when you're giving something, it's like giving a gift, you're giving a gift to Hashem, so you're in the same generosity of spirit mode, everything goes with it. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Before I read the next words of the Mishnah, I'm saying outside. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and he says, no, giving a hekdesh to the Beis Mikdash goes in the same pathway, analogous pathway to selling it to them, selling it to Hashem, whatever, and therefore you're not charging him. But when you just say, stam, I'm selling the field, I didn't mean the field and the boar and the gas and the shovach. No, I meant the field. I didn't mean more than that. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. His words there are going to say, since I hold that hekdesh is equivalent to mechira, so at least according to you guys, all that should go along with it, the chum was that everything goes with it. He says, "Amaktish es sadeh lehekdesh ele es acharuv hamurka ve'es sadeh es dan hashikma." According to you, rabbis, you should say the only thing that goes along with it, because a hekdesh is like a mechira, is the trees. Why the trees? Because the trees, anyways, are being yonek. They're nourishing themselves from the ground. The ground has kedusha. That means infuses the trees with the kedusha. So the trees are a package deal. But the other stuff shouldn't go. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person is makdish his field, he would have a mind, so to speak, to exclude even the whatever land it is that's nourishing the trees. So even the trees is keeping for himself. Okay? So, in other words, it's a bit of a misleading machlokus here. The machlokus isn't whether the trees do or don't go. The real machlokus is hektish like matana or like mechira, like gifting or like selling. And Rabbi Shimon just arguing if a person, according to you, rabbis, at least all that should really go, since it's like selling, is the trees. But according to me, even the trees wouldn't go, because God would hold the ground to the extent that feeds the trees for himself.